The bill would instruct state housing officials to create a public education campaign about window safety. It would require a census of all public housing in Massachusetts to determine the number of apartments with children 6 years old and younger, and then, as funding becomes available, require the installation of window guards, according to the sponsor, Democratic State Representative John Sybeck of South Hadley.
We're going to develop a strategy to acquire, to distribute, and not just get the word out, but get these guards in place. It's a small price to pay.
At a news conference with child safety advocates at the Bay State Medical Center in Springfield on Tuesday, Sybeck said he does not foresee the window safety initiative in public housing being prohibitively expensive.
So while we're figuring out how much this is going to cost and what it will take to get the window guards, we can start the education piece. So that family who might have that chair in front of the window or may think, well, it's really nice to have the child's bed close to the window so they can get a breeze, may realize that that's not the best option. You know, you think of kids jumping on beds. In that sort of situation, you could actually jump off a bed and wind up going out the window.
The bill does not put a mandate on landlords of private apartments or owners of single-family houses.
I would hope that this will have such an impact that will also get traditional private landlords to consider this. You know, if you know that there are individuals living in your apartment and it's a second story or higher, it may be worth considering.
A pediatric trauma coordinator at Bay State Medical Center said that in the last 5 years, 15 children have been treated at the hospital for injuries sustained in falls from windows. A 2.5-year-old boy died in 2009 after falling from a third-floor window in Springfield. According to Safe Kids USA, an estimated 4,700 children a year are treated in emergency rooms after falling out windows. Window guards, which cost between $35 and $50, are widely available at hardware stores, but are not widely used, according to the child safety advocates. Lewis Howe of the Safety Institute said for some, the cost is an impediment. He said landlords often object to the appearance of bars on the windows.
And then the other issue is that people just don't think about it. They don't think that if they have their kids close by and they're watching them, that anything bad will happen.
Howe said the city of Boston has required window guards in public housing for a decade, and it has resulted in a dramatic reduction in the incidence of window falls. New York City has a window guard law that applies to both public and private housing.
We encourage every family to invest in window guards for the safety of their children.
Mandy Summers, a coordinator with Safe Kids of Western Massachusetts, said the organization works through social service agencies to provide window guards to low-income families.
We provide them to the social service agency, who then follows up to make sure that the window guards are installed, because we just don't want to hand them to people and they not know how to install them and then they just sit in a closet and don't do any good.
An inspector with the Springfield Fire Department said the department endorses the use of window guards. He said, unlike security bars, the window guards are easily removable from the outside. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.